Chapter 19, Village of Compromise.
Early in the day, the trio traveled under spacious skies, staring directly into the sun. But as morning matured into afternoon, the sun was left further and further behind until the lawyer was walking in darkness. Within just a few days, the dirty river, the staring sun, and the absence of hope had given him such a headache that he was beginning to despair of ever completing his mission. That's when the village appeared. Straight streets and houses with faces, a window on the left, a window on the right, and a door exactly in the middle. Pale grass and predictable yards. The lawyer had never seen so many shades of beige. Immediately upon the lawyer's entry into the colourless village, the beige people rushed out to wish him welcome.
"We're a simple people,"
the mayor proclaimed with manufactured humility.
"But we're more than happy to offer you such as we have to share. Fresh baked bread, cold beer and whiskey flow in abundance here. Does it get any better than this?"
After sharing a meal of bread and beer with the friendly people of the village, the lawyer asked,
"What can you tell me of Destiny?"
"Oh,"
exclaimed a woman,
"Destiny is not for such people as us."
It seemed to the lawyer that the woman spoke with a strange, self-righteous glee.
"We are a simple folk with simple tastes who have learned to be content with such things as nature has chosen to give."
"And what has nature seen fit to give?"
asked the lawyer.
"All that can be made from grain,"
replied a man boldly from the middle of the group.
"Look round about you at the fields,"
he continued proudly.
"What other village has such an abundance of grain as we have here in Compromise?"
Yes, an abundance of bread with plenty of beer and whiskey could go a long way toward keeping a village contented. No, living in Compromise wouldn't be such a bad life. Not a bad life at all.